couple of ladies who've abandoned us for Southern California. You can take the girls out of Philly, but you can never take the Philly out of the girl. Am I right?
Exactly.
I'm absolutely a Philadelphia native myself. So say hello to Monique
Impagliazzo.
Yeah, her. And Crystal Teeny. Yes. We're missing your sister, Jen.
Yeah.
We're back in LA.
This is a troika of trouble, you three together.
Oh, definitely.
I can only imagine.
Yeah.
But they're back home visiting because they kind of have big news. Are you still striving to be filmmakers? Do we call you filmmakers? I mean, you have released one film. Standing ovation?
Yeah, we're definitely filmmakers, and we especially like to do films in Philly. We've been working a lot in the Philly market for a long time, Monique and I, and we want to come back and do it all the time.
And you will indeed be coming back to make another movie.
We will.
Absolutely.
Yes. Is it official? I know you were running the campaign for at Indiegogo for a film you're calling Turkey's Done. How's that going?
We're very close.
How much more do you need?
We are at, right now, we're at $14,300.
How much
do you need to get to $22,000?
All right, so
we're more than 65% there.
I suck at math. Look at Monique. She just whipped that percentage right out of her, you know where. This is why you have keep her around?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I look at the stats every single
the logistics. Her and my sister are like the real producers. I'm the creative person. Like, you give me paperwork or math, I'm not doing it.
Let's talk about you, Crystal. How did you get the bug to be in this business?
Oh, my God. From when I was a kid, I started out dancing my face off for, you know, 7 nights a week. I was in a dance studio. And then I transitioned over acting. But right after high school, I started dancing for the Philadelphia 76ers for 5 years. And then I was choreographing for them ever since. And then I moved to LA. I was on a reality show years ago before reality TV was everything, called Beauty and the Geek. And my sister came to visit me. And then we just fell in love with LA. And we're like, let's move here.
Why not?
Yeah. So we were out 7 nights a week, her, myself, and my other friend, Steven, and got to know everybody in the town and everything. And it was amazing. And then just started auditioning, like doing the whole acting thing, which I'm still pursuing, but also love behind the scenes. I do hair and makeup also for TV and film, some choreography sometimes here and there. But ever since I was a kid, like, entertainment was all that I wanted to do. And that's why we're still doing it, because there's nothing else we would rather do.
No, obviously it's your passion.
Yeah.
And how do you know Monique?
We went to Goretti together.
Oh, God,
yeah.
Their neighborhood party.
Yeah. She was the oldest, then my sister, and then me.
Who
and
got
then,
yelled at more by the nuns?
Oh, my God. Me.
Definitely Crystal.
I barely wanted to go to school. I was like, I just want to go to dancing school. So all I want to do is dance. So I got yelled at the most. Jennifer and Monique were in school from like 6 a.m. and I barely strolled in the door at 8.
Yes. And Jennifer's your sister. Just
Jennifer
for the audience.
Is my sister.
She's not here. She's actually still in L.A. She's working on a few other projects. You guys really stay busy.
Yeah. Do it all. But we love it.
Yeah.
That's why we do it all.
Right.
Yeah. No, Jen's back in L.A. right now working for Christine McVie, who's Fleetwood Mac, as I'm sure everybody knows.
Who my sister cannot stop talking about. Like, she's like, oh my God, I'm so glad I saw that tour because Christine McVie is there. And without that,
it's amazing. She looks gorgeous. Like, it's crazy.
She makes the show.
She's amazing. And Jennifer loves her so much.
Stevie, Aaron.
No, we love Stevie too. We love her. But yeah, she's back there, a little busy.
So that's a cool gig.
Yeah, she's really excited. She wishes that she was here with us, though.
Yeah, she's really disappointed.
Well, let's wake her up. It's only, you know, 3 a.m. in LA right now.
Yeah, she's definitely.
She's probably still up, right?
Yeah, she's waiting for us to call her, or she's going to text us and be like, so, how'd it go?
She's going to want to know every detail, yes.
Well, Monique, that brings us to you. How many jobs do you have?
I have a few. Right now, I'm just doing my freelance production work, but Turkey's Done has been our passion for a while. I got my start back here in Philly, working at the Claro Talent Agency, Marianne Claro.
Oh, sure. I think I auditioned there for a voiceover once or twice.
Right,
yeah.
Right. So Marianne Claro is very well known in the city, and she introduced me to Diane Kerman, who was a producer of Standing Ovation, and that's where I kind of was reconnected with Jennifer and Crystal, because after high school, Crystal and I actually went to acting class at Marianne's.
Oh, it's hysterical.
At her office.
I can only imagine.
And then we were living together, working on Standing Ovation.
In a studio apartment.
Yes, exactly.
In LA. Oh, craziness.
Yes, but before LA.
Oh, we were in Cape May.
We lived in Cape May while we shot Standing Ovation. So there were three of us in a studio apartment. I was the girl on the couch.
One mirror.
One mirror, one shower. on sync.
It was awesome.
We never fought. We loved it because we were just working. We were happy to be working in the film business.
Right.
Yeah. And then
pursuing your dream, for sure. Yeah. You'll sleep anywhere if you can be pursuing that dream.
Yeah. Exactly. You do it all.
I'm learning this about you guys. You like to be near water. Cape May.
Yes.
The Pacific. LA. You know, like, yeah.
We love it.
Not bad. We love it.
Catch me up on Standing Ovation. What was that one all about?
Standing Ovation was a kid's musical. We worked on that for a really long time. We had rehearsals for months with the kids. It was so much fun to bring that one to life because it was a very colorful script.
Was this original score?
These were all original songs that were written by mostly local people between Philadelphia, New Jersey. And Sal Dupree had a really big part in that. He was the vocal coach for all the kids and he's fabulous. He's one of the Duprees, born and raised in South Philly. He has an incredible story.
Incredible.
And, you know, I did a costuming design for hair and makeup and the choreography on it. And it was like an experience I'm surprised I don't have all gray hair from, but it was amazing. And we learned so much. It was like our first really big film that we worked on. And the pressure was really on for us, but we pulled through and, you know, we just worked so hard together. It was just amazing.
Good learning experience.
Yeah, very much so.
Yeah. Monique is hiding the gray hair with blonde. That's my plan of attack.
That's my secret. Yeah, right.
But Crystal's rocking some beautiful brunette.
Thank you.
And I'm sorry I didn't know about Standing Ovation. Please forgive my ignorance. I try to keep up.
No, not at all.
Everything that's going on. But
that's okay.
It's on Netflix
right
now. I was
going to say, can we still see it?
Yeah. You can see it on Netflix. Absolutely.
Awesome. So check that out and you'll see what these guys are made of. I'm telling you, I think there's a lot of ambition in this room right now. It's, you know, they're South Philly girls getting it done. Monique and Crystal are here. We're missing Jennifer Teeny, Crystal's sister, but she'll join us next time.
Oh, yeah.
Let's get into the meat of the matter. Turkey's done. This is it. It's
no
going to be made. It's going to be made in Philadelphia. It's going to be made right here in Philadelphia. And rumor has it, Sherry O'Terry is going to star in this movie.
She is.
She's starring in it. It's not a rumor. Confirming it.
Confirmed.
Right here on the show.
Done. You heard it first here on Woman of the Week.
Absolutely. She's coming back. We're bringing her back to her Philly roots. And
she's really excited. And so are we. Everything that comes out of her mouth is hysterical. Like, I'm always, my cheeks hurt every time I'm around her because she's so funny all the time.
Hysterically funny.
I got to meet her once at a charity. She does a lot of work with Maria Bello and they're really good friends. Where did Sherry grow up?
Upper Darby.
Yeah, she's in Upper Darby.
Some of her family's from South Philly, though, and she grew up in Upper Darby.
All right, so who wrote it? Tell us the backstory. How did this turkey get done?
Well, it all started. We wrote a feature script called Shenanigans, and that's actually going to be set here in Philly, mostly in South Philly.
How did you meet her? How did you get her? How do you know her?
Crystal ran into her.
I ran into her in our complex. She had two dogs, and one of them was really sick, and I have a puppy, and her dog was really sick, so the dog was kind of like fell on, like, not down the steps, but at the bottom of the steps. And I went to go help the dog up. And I look as I'm picking up the dog and I meet eyes with her. I'm like, oh my God, it's Sherry O'Terry. Oh my God. Because before we even had met her, when we wrote Shenanigans, we always had this Peaches character. We're like, we have to get Sherry O'Terry. I don't care what happens, like, or how
she's
we get her, we have
one.
To get Sherry O'Terry.
Like her cheerleading dance moves. I know.
Oh my God. Absolutely.
She's hilarious.
Every character that she has, we were crazy over. And so as soon as I saw her, all I thought in my head is, my sister is going to herself. So I'm like, oh my God, I got to go tell Jen. And so I started talking to her and she's like, I hear that accent. Where are you from? I was like, I'm from South Philly. She's like, oh, die, you're from South Philly. I was like, yeah. And then I just immediately started to laugh with her. Then before, you know, a couple days passed and my sister bumps into her with a dog and my sister starts to talk to her or whatever. And she's like, oh, I think you met my sister the other day. And before you know it, we're with her almost every single day. Her and my sister are extremely close. They go out to dinner twice a week.
She seems awesome.
She's
like,
amazing.
I met her for all of 20 seconds at a fundraiser in Jersey, but
she was
so cool.
She really is. She's awesome.
Really cool.
And she's beautiful.
And apparently perfect for Turkey's Done. You've worked with her on a previous film, Shenanigans. So
I said to them, you know, maybe we can write this and have Sherry star in it. So of course I'm very nervous giving it, you know, we're giving, you know, Sherry the script, and she really liked it and she came on board, and we're still like, is this serious? Like, is this really happening?
Amazing.
And it is.
Yeah. Right now we also have attached Natalie Garcia from Mob Wives, who is wonderful. She's hysterical. So she will definitely add to it, but we have two other people that we're hoping to join to the cast that's, you know, on the hush right now, but we're really excited about
fingers
it.
Crossed.
Two Italian
fingers
actors.
So, yeah. So do you have a start date for when when Turkey's Done will be filming in Philly?
Well, depending on schedules of the actors and, mm-hmm. and our crew that we could put together, which is going to be a local crew here in Philly.
Jobs, creating exactly. jobs. That's how cool want. Is that?
Exactly. Absolutely. We're hoping either, if not this summer, then sometime in the fall, we'd like to have it shot and edited before Thanksgiving.
Because the turkey's done.
Exactly.
Or Thanksgiving Day.
What is the premise, though? You got to give us a little something about this movie. There's a backstory here, and we want all the dirt.
Well, we have Sherry, who's starring, who's going to play the lead role of Peaches Bracco. And everybody knows the Peaches from South Philly, so we just love that name. So she finds out, she puts some pieces together that her husband has been cheating on her.
After he's been away. He's been away in jail for 10 years.
He gets out. For 10 years.
She's so excited for Thanksgiving Day to be like amazing family.
Friends. Everybody around the table. You know how it is. Lots of food.
He just expects, you know, to have this wonderful family. And you know, she puts a few pieces of evidence together that she gives Turkey a little stuffing, and that'll be a surprise. And, you know, put clues it all together, and he's going to have a nice little Thanksgiving that he's
never going to forget.
Yeah.
It sounds great. I'm sure people would love to know, Monique and Crystal, how you come up with, I mean, besides the inspiration of growing up in South Philly,
yes.
Where do you get some of the inspirations for ideas?
Real life stories.
Real stories. We've grown
up with. You can't make this
no.
stuff up.
No. And Shenanigans, pretty much every story in there has happened to one of us. And we wanted to keep it real because we wanted to have all the traditions of South Philly and, you know, just the realness to it, because the people there are insane, including myself, her too. We're nuts.
And no one understands how it is growing up in South Philly.
We want
the world to see.
Now, there's no more authentic people than people from Philadelphia.
Exactly.
It's so true.
Yeah. How was the adjustment, the transition to the West Coast for you guys?
Well, lucky for us, we've found a whole East Coast crew that we have.
Yes.
Like, nice. I mean,
put that together.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner together every single day, because we're all actors and in their entertainment business. So who's working? Who's not working? Oh, I have this audition. Oh, I'm going to be on Fox next week. And it's just like the norm. And
we really stick together. We found, you know, our Philly crew. Obviously, we found Sherry.
Right.
And
strength in numbers.
Yes. Yeah. And we have a couple other guys from the East Coast that we hang out with there. And we've actually gotten lucky with meeting some people who are from totally. LA and from San Francisco.
They're really, really cool people.
Who've become really good friends.
Yeah. So Philly, if you want to support this project that Monique and Crystal and Jennifer have going on, it is indiegogo.com/projects/turkey-s-done-a-short-film.
It's been amazing, the support that we've gotten from Philadelphia and South
We're
Philly.
Overwhelmed, really.
I'm not surprised. Philly takes care of its own. Continued success, you guys.
Thank you so much.